Beware, for this might be the New World Order.
One bank, one army, one center of power. And if we have learned anything from history, it is that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This is Aaron Russo, a filmmaker and former politician. To his left is Nicholas Rockefeller of the infamous Rockefeller Banking and Business Dynasty. After maintaining a close friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller, Aaron eventually ended the relationship, appalled by what he learned about the Rockefellers and their ambitions.
He began to divulge a lot of things to me. So he said to me one night, he said that there's going to be an event there. And out of that event, you're going to see we're going to go into Afghanistan. So we run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. And we're going to go into Venezuela and try and get rid of Chavez. And the first two they've accomplished, Chavez they didn't accomplish. And they said, you're going to see guys going to caves looking for looking for people that they're never going to find. You know, he's laughing about the fact that you have this war on terror. There's no real enemy. He's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it. Because it's an eternal war. And so you can always keep taking people's liberties away. And I said, how are you going to convince people that this war is real? He said, by the media. The media isn't convincing everybody. It's real. I mean, you know, it's just that you keep talking about things. You keep saying it over and over and over again. And eventually people believe it.
Marines, hear my FEMA, please open the door.
Marines, what do you want?
We need you to evacuate the floor.
What for?
You seen the news, the whole man alert, coded to red. We need you to evacuate the safety, so please come attend.
I woke up in a nightmare, my pop warned me about evacuation, elimination that ignited the bout. My name is Timothy Rudy, I'm the son of a rebel that died without a pause while he was fighting the devil. I didn't believe what I heard when I was reading his letter, but when the day started closing in, I started feeling the terror. Venezuela was captured, Palestine close to conquer. They turned soldiers into zombies, putting the virus upon us. Used the microchip with cave side effects of horror. All of a sudden I started hearing echoes of martyrs. The soldier was telling me to evacuate, but he got blown away by some cat with a collision call. Throw the banana clip spray.
I told him, what did you do?
What I did was blast the enemy.
You could have just injured him.
Yeah, and I bet he do the same to me. Listen brothers, December 20th, we're an hour away before true judgment comes upon us. This isn't the game. They're taking you to FEMA camps where they'll execute you. The final solution, depopulation, all of it is the truth. Soon he passed me a gap and said, let's go brother.
Where we going?
To rendezvous with our people as we take cover. Running down the hallway with this cat, ran into his buddy.
Over here!
He yelled, but a soldier rocked him like a crash dummy. I was scared, I wanted to live, I could surrender my gat. But fight for bullets who bombed me, so I fired right back. Direct headshot, I felt frozen. It was my first kill, the guy said,
step out of
me! So we pulled out of the building. We was on the street, seeing people walking in a straight line behind soldiers firing at rebels, more heated than landmines. We marched behind the fighters, so I'm looking around, followed a group of revolutionaries with gats on the ground.
Listen, in a few minutes, we might witness the end. 21st is the apocalypse.
The leader has said, I looked at the clock, 12 a.m. December 21st, scared as hell, I feel like I'm minutes away from a hearse. We left the underground, I looked up, soon asking why. Saw a bunch of strange planes and helicopters in the sky. It's like shit I've never seen, unidentified on Earth. The soldiers were weird looking as they were roaming our turf. All of a sudden the guy screamed,
reptilians are here, it's the Anunnaki prophecy.
Soon bullets blazed in the tears, soon I ran away from the guy I was with, fighting this madness, drove in the SUV. Damn, I gotta get out of Los Angeles. I told myself military checkpoints from the place, got out the whip and snuck right through them without a trace. I remember my girl and kid on vacation to Chicago, scared of all that's around me. I had to check where they go, but while I was sneaking out of state, I saw soldiers with a family and two of my thoughts mixing with this insanity. They told them to leave and line up, but they refused to do so. Soon the soldier yelled,
the terrorists, do not let them go. These rebels are monsters.
What the hell so suspicious? They're just a simple family, yet their orders were vicious. Blasted the white brand folks' daughters, all that he lose, leaving the father going apeshit as we blasted the fool. Flaring shots to their body with an Uzi and pistols, fed them ounces of parabellum, letting all of my clip loose. Bodies on the floor, he saw his son in the corner.
Listen, Ricky, just follow me. We gotta make it up border.
Gave his 13-year-old a gun, told him we need to protect each other. Soon we all found a couple of rebel freedom fighters, all brothers. I can't believe people are dying in the midst of degrees. Soon I saw the weak cat on TV. Looking around, seeing these one rich fuck scared of the mess. Watching this cat who wanted to protect knife, now laughing at death. Soon it was nighttime, I kept running for my family. Thinking how much politics were allowed to cover this insanity. Such horror came to my life when a trap man on border. I ran here in the loudspeaker.
Welcome to the New World Order. Please stop your fighting and surrender to us at once.
Searchlights coming from the aerials right above. Passing everything looking like a near apocalypse. Burning cars and skeletons. Human isolation tolerance. Dodging them all on the way while I ran into some camp. Saw too many people over there scared and overly
the end. Look over the modern day version of Hitler's Auschwitz, full of minorities treated like prostitutes by these pimps. Soldiers that look like monsters under control, that rich and powerful laughing loud from this commode. Through the fence I looked around, saw my wife and child. I called for them but accidentally was yelling too loud. Shots fired right at me, 556 damaged me. Took one look around, saw a cold blooded face, no humanity. Soon I got banged in the head, damn near thought I was dead. Woke up a tear down my girl's face, a reptile pointed a gun at my head.
Welcome to the new final solution, brought to you by the Bilderberg Group and Federal Reserve. Ladies and gentlemen, all servants are powerful, the Illuminati. You're about to witness a particular execution of a liberal extremist.
Can't
the ones that want to take
like
your
this.
Money that you pillaged and enslaved others for, and ones that are trying
the
to end your freedom that we give you. So before we continue, what are your final words, human?
You'll all die in the end! Have I gotten your attention yet? If I did, then the traumatic disorder side of your brain should be awake right now. Female album coming soon. Are you ready to accept the truth? Well, let's find out.